Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Grace and peace to you. I bring you greetings from Bellevue United Methodist Church, just south of Ocala. Yes. This is my home church. And this is where I serve as a certified lay minister also. I serve alongside Pastor Sean O'Trim. So I'm an assisting minister on that ministry team. And in that role in my home church, I fill in for Pastor Sean when he is on vacation, if he has an emergency, which he did this past year, on Maundy Thursday a year ago. His daughter was struck by a truck in front of his house. Fortunately, praise God, she was not seriously injured. But I got that call about 20 minutes before the Maundy Thursday service from his wife. We need you to cover the service on Maundy Thursday. So that was a memorable fill-in. And opportunity to fill in for Reverend Dr. Stacy. My wife said that I'm going to be the thorn between these three beautiful roses. I tried to talk her out of the thorn. I'm probably more like a dandelion. In any case, what a joy to me to be here with you for a few minutes this afternoon. I want to bring a short scripture on the subject of the Holy Spirit. And the context of this scripture from the Gospel of John is this time that we're very familiar with. Jesus is with the disciples at a special time where they are sharing a meal together in an upper room. But there was some amazing teaching that happened. Jesus has washed the disciples' feet as an example of servanthood, to model servanthood. And then he gives the disciples a new commandment. He said, to love. He said, they will know you by your love. Love one another. And then he says these words. I have said all these things to you while I'm still with you, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have said to you. And then he shared words of peace with them. I read from the New Revised Standard from the Pew Bible here at Bethel. Join me in a word of prayer, will you? Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. You are the potter, we are the clay. Mold us and make us after your will while we are waiting, yielded and still. I want to share a story of a young man. At the age of 19, he was called to service, inspired by Jesus' parable of the Good Samaritan. He was called to service as a paramedic, emergency medical services in his hometown. He was blessed to marry a woman of faith and became successful serving others in that capacity. He was called to active service, lay service, in his church, a United Methodist church, where he and his wife served as youth counselors and teachers in Sunday school, occasionally filling in for a vacation pastor with a message now and again. Later in his life, he was called to get additional training, some more education, to become better equipped, to become more knowledgeable, to be able to share in a deeper way. He learned that the tenets of lay servant ministries, based on caring, communicating, and leading, was where the Holy Spirit was leading him and had been for some period of time. He became a certified lay servant and then a lay speaker with that certification. And some years later, he became a certified lay minister. He recognized that the Holy Spirit was present as a constant, positive, holy presence that was not of his own making. The presence of that Holy Spirit informed and equipped him, helped him with his reasoning, with his thinking, with his actions. His brother, 10 years younger, developed leukemia at age 21. And he was able to be a bone marrow donor for his brother. And his brother has a wonderful story of his own about a new birthday on bone marrow transplant day. I know the story of this man because it's me. That's my story in part. So you have in your packet a handout. There's more words, and I'm by no means going to read that to you. Okay. But my words are to encourage you. To encourage you as I have been encouraged over my life to be open to learn more. I was asked a really great question recently about, so what makes a certified lay servant different from just the average lay person in a church? All of us are lay people. If we're not the pastor, we're not the clergy, we're all laity. So what is it that's different about someone that pursues a credential or a certification? Well, the difference really is about being open to learn something new, to learn more about Jesus Christ, to learn more about the presence of the Holy Spirit, about our spiritual gifts, how we use our God-given abilities, being able to lead better, to communicate better, and most importantly, to love better. Yeah. So it is about, lay servant ministries is about you helping yourself and a togetherness with others in your congregation to be better equipped, to learn more, to be able to be better servants because each of us are called. We are called to servanthood in Jesus Christ. And how we answer that call is a lifelong endeavor. It doesn't stop at this point in time. It is not a age tied down requirement. I'm now retired from my full-time service career in public safety, but I am by no means retired in my head. And what a blessing it is to be able to serve in the ways that God has called me. And it took me a long time, I think, to really answer and follow that path, but I stumble, I'm imperfect, just as all of us are. So I would just share with you that as you look at the list of courses, and these are the credentials that can be earned. Becoming a basic lay servant is what most folks do in the local church. Becoming a certified lay servant, you attend a basic lay servant ministries course. A number of congregations like to do that sort of together, form a group of people that would like to take that course together. And you just reach out to me if that's something that you have an interest in doing. And then there are more than 40 advanced lay servant ministry courses that cover everything from evangelism to aging and ministry in this century and beyond, and so many topics of interest in between. And the resources to hold these courses and to teach these courses are so well done. And they're available. And it's not been publicized. And it's up to us, the ladies, to become knowledgeable about what's out there, what's available to us, what we might find ourselves very interested in doing. So the requirements for the credentialing are here for you. It begins with that basic course, and I just want to make sure that you know that you are loved. You are loved. And the Holy Spirit will help you learn more.
Amen.
All we have to do is to be open to that. So my prayer as I conclude my short remarks today, and I'll be around after if you have questions, of course, is that you be encouraged. That you open yourself to the presence of the Holy Spirit and that call on your heart to do something more. Maybe you're not quite sure what that is. Some of the coursework that we have, some of the things you can do will help you discern. It will help you identify, experience what that might be. And that's an amazing resource that we have. So, may you recognize the Holy Spirit in your life as a constant presence, as a positive, holy thing that walks with you every second, every minute of every day.
Yeah.
It's only us that sort of get distracted. But the Holy Spirit lives in us. Let the Holy Spirit continue to inform and equip and guide you, help you in your decision making, help you in your faith. Let's pray. Oh, gracious God, we come and we thank you for this precious time together, for the wonderful words and your scriptures shared. We love you, and you love us so much that you sent your Son. And what's more, you sent your Holy Spirit to live in each and every one of us. Help us to embrace the Holy Spirit in
yes,
our life.
Yes.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.